Welcome to the Medicine Show.
All right. For not everybody out there.
All right.
Happy long weekend.
Happy Easter. Happy Easter. Happy Good Friday.
Happy night.
Oh, yeah, man.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. So you want to bring us in with some music? Just picking? Go ahead. My name is Jason Lawrence. Welcome to the Medicine Show. We are broadcasting from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver is shared by Squamish Nation, the Tsleil-Waututh Nation, and the Musqueam people as well. Bless them for sharing so much of what they bring, what they stand on, and what they stand for. Thank you humbly. Tonight we're welcoming Andreas Tibbles and a band called Carousel Scene, but the drummer's here and the bass player is... Drummer's here. He's just going to join us for the viewing of the singer and the guitar player. And the bass player's not here. So that's all right.
So it's acoustic version right here.
Right.
It's going to be a different vibe.
Different vibe.
Feel. Enjoy it. Please take it away.
So I met Andreas. Where is he?
He's over here.
Over there. Yeah. Okay, so... a man who has been moving his whole life from Halifax to Vancouver and various points in between U.S., England, France, Korea, and many more. He has some songs to sing about his experience. Please welcome Andreas Tibble. Is that you, Woo! Andreas? All right. Hey, want to pull up a little further? Then sing us a song. What are you going to take? Start us song? With? All
right. Yeah. This song is about Cambodia. I remember waking up in Cambodia to a ceiling filled with dying balloons and roaches the size of my hands drowning my booze. And I remember the look on her face when I said
Andreas Tibbles. All right. Thank you. Nice way to start the evening with music. So we are got kind of a full room. Anyway, we have Carousel Scene, members of the Carousel Scene in the studio with us now as well. So with us is Ashley Weiss. Is that pronounced correctly?
Yeah.
Excellent. You want to stretch a microphone over here for a second? I was going to say Calvin Conhey on guitar. How you doing, Calvin?
Good.
Stretch that thing up there. Say hi.
Hey, folks.
Kyle Turner on bass is not here from the Carousel Scene, but Chris Pallett is here, for the drummer. How you doing, Chris?
Good, good. How are you?
You'll have to scream almost in the background because you're not near a microphone, but you can sort of yell at it. That's okay.
There you go. So, that's better?
Absolutely. Their friend Becca is here. And we have, of course, Morgan Berna, and she's doing Twitter. How you doing,
Hello,
Morgan?
Hello, I'm doing well. If any of you guys out there have got questions, comments, concerns, you can tweet us at Van Medicine Show, and we will answer them on air.
And she is also hosting a site called Geyser Music.
Yep, so. I'm the founder for geysermusic.com, G-E-Y-S-E-R. Yes, we do live show reviews, album reviews, interviews. So if you are a Canadian musician of the up-and-coming underground, you can send us an email at geysermedia@gmail.com and submit any albums or event postings you want done and all that good stuff.
Nice. Okay. Hi, Becca. And Miguel López, Elu, Cobrón, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, aquí, pasándola chido. Yeah, I'm doing good here on a happy Sunday. It's Sunday. What are you talking about? Friday, right?
Friday, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. And, yeah, being the long weekend of the, well, it's Good Friday and Passover, a lot of change, and it's also the blood moon, full moon, eclipse, all in one night at around 4 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be fully eclipsed. Yeah, check it out.
Can we see it tonight?
You can if you're allowed out of the house, if you're permitted, you should ask your parents, though, I suggest.
Okay.
Everybody should ask their parents before going out of the house, I think.
Mom, am I allowed to go out of the house?
Please call to the station.
No. What's the phone number for the station, Jason?
Wait, don't put me on the... Here, it's right here, because I can't see with my glasses off. What does it say, Miguel?
It's a security code.
Okay.
Well, no, it's...
So,
tweet us, yeah, and let us, all the moms tweet us. Let us know if we can go check out the movie.
Yeah,
tonight.
It's @ Van Medicine Show. And as I said, in the studio right now is Carousel Scene, and I'd like to hear some music from them. So, how's it going, Calvin?
Good.
Excellent. What do you want to play first?
We're going to play a song called Pillbox First.
Pillbox. What does that mean? Are you guys literally like, okay, can you tell us what the lyrics mean, Ashley?
You'll just listen to it and you'll find out.
We'll try and analyze it ourselves. It could mean something different to everybody. Go ahead.
Watch as your eyes turn black with the conception. You were nullified, a product of deception. Wishing you to crawl on bloody hands and find your acceptance. Take my mouth shut. Oh, tell me what I want to hear. Climb out through the window, that tie will slowly see my mouth shine. Oh, tell me what I wanna hear. Is it ever enough? Is it me you fear?
Talking about your occupation.
Oh,
can,
yeah.
Can you give us any stories about that?
Me? Like, yeah. Stories about ticketing about, people?
Oh, yeah. Like, what is the most memorable story from ticketing people?
You have to explain. What's your job?
She tickets people.
People who park for too long.
People who park too long.
Yeah. Like,
she's a parking enforcement officer.
I don't want to say where. This might get me followed or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have to wear a hood when I go home and stuff because I don't want to get beat up.
That's impactful.
Have people had wait for you in the car? Like,
well, I don't know. Not yet, but it's kind of scary because people get really angry.
Oh, yeah. It's those kind of jobs. That just scary, yeah.
Like, someone threw a pizza at me after I ticketed them.
Oh, I would definitely eat that.
And I had to call a cop. It was like half. It was a slice of pizza.
Oh,
they just
God.
Got from Fresh Slice.
Yeah,
you know, I say don't kill the messenger, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's just that's like a nice.
That's so rude.
We all need jobs.
That's right, you know? Don't kill the messenger. And so.
Yeah, definitely. I have a question.
Yeah,
like,
go ahead.
If it's like when you just put tickets to people who have, like, expired the parking.
Yeah.
The parking, not about how they park, right? Because.
Well, if they're parked in a. If they're, like, double parked or parked where there's no stall,
mm-hmm.
then I'll ticket them, too.
Oh, I see. What about, like, double
can't
parking?
Do that.
Like,
yeah.
What about if he's, like...
Yeah,
well,
you'll get a
okay,
ticket if you park
wrong.
Anything
I think I'll get a ticket right now. I have to come back.
Parking enforcement. I want to know about... could you just give us a brief description of your favorite, most passionate song that you've written? Like, anything into it? Like,
oh,
just
geez.
Something like that? Do you have a favorite song? For your writing, was it like something you just had to get out, or it was really funny that when you got it out?
It was probably Keep Me Sane. I really like that song.
Yeah?
We'll play it. Yeah, we'll play it.
Do you want to expand upon the title at all, or would just, like you said, with the last one?
Well, yeah, Keep Me Sane.
All right. Okay, well, Andreas, you got something in your arsenal you want to play for us yet?
Yeah,
I mean,
sure.
Now, excuse me? Go ahead. What are you thinking of next?
It's called Aquaphobia. It's about me being afraid of dying in a plane crash, but specifically a plane crash that's over the ocean.
And it goes in the water.
Yeah.
Damn.
This is scary.
This is scary, yeah.
Yeah.
I can relate for some weird reason.
I don't know.
Oh, man. Just read the newspapers in Germany.
And it's weird. Like, the more I fly, the more scared I get. Like... When I was younger, I used to love flying. It was
that
awesome.
That happened to me, too. I took a flight recently, and I hadn't in a couple of years, and I was so scared, and
I've
always loved planes. So.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Now it's scary, so I, you know, have to...
We're realistic now.
Yeah, right.
I remember flying, and we had to stop in Iceland in the plane.
Yeah.
Because for fuel, they fuel up halfway across, so they stop in Iceland in Reykjavik. Anyway, it's so windy that the tips of the wings were coming down on one side, just about touching the ground and rocking back and forth.
Serious?
They actually pulled back up and once swung around and came back
abort.
And then they tried it again. They came in and the wings are just about touching the ground, but they finally made it in. They pulled it in.
That
everybody burst into clapping.
Yeah.
Oh, we're alive!
Yeah.
I've never heard so much applause on a plane.
Well, it's still the safest way to travel, so, but it's
well,
just...
These days you have to be afraid of terrorists and pilots.
whatever.
Just like, whatever, like, you care what happened in Germany.
It's, you know, you can't control that. Why be afraid of it if you can't
control it? It's not just, it's not just the gun, it's who holds it, man. You know, an airplane could be like a deadly weapon, so that was really harsh. Anyway, on to brighter, cheerier things. Like, we're going to sing about a song about going down in the ocean.
We got a little dark there, but I guess it's time to get a little bit more dark. Why not?
No, let's put some music.
Hey, this is cathartic.
Living my life in a wave, push me in, pull me away, aqua phobia. Will this be my watery grave in an ocean that forgot its name, aqua phobia? And I think I might have sunk my battleship. Watch my body floating out of the hull. When I was young, I used to smile so viciously. Now I'm older and I'm sick of it all. I'm way down. I'm way down. Living my life in a dive, looking through a fisheye, aquaphobia. Looking up to dying light, looking up at dying light, aquaphobia. And I think I might have sunk my battleship. Watch my body flowing out of the hole. When I was young, I used to smile so viciously. Now I'm older and I'm sick of it all. I'm way down. I'm way down. Thank you.
Andreas, we have gotten a tweet for you answering if you can see the eclipse tonight. So we've got from Tom Taylor at TomTayMMA that says, Andreas Tibbles was great, but his mom says he has to stay in tonight. Hashtag parental guidance.
Wow, what a joke.
I guess we got the final word.
Yeah, I wonder what his mom has to say about him.
And does anybody remember playing Battleship besides Andreas and I?
Battleship is the best, especially... Yeah.
Come close to the mic to begin.
Especially Vodka Battleship.
Okay, how does that happen?
Well, it's like you use pizza boxes that you have at your house because, you know, pizza is great. And then you put the grid on it that you would put, like, you know, it's like the same as the Battleship grid for the game. Except instead of the ships, you make the ships out of shots of vodka. And then, you know, you make the grid and you letter it and number it, and then the other person has to guess where your shots are, and then each time they get you, you have to take that shot until you have none left.
Vodka Battleship.
Yeah, it's...
gets messy.
It's a very messy game, yes.
You were in Morocco. What happened there so strange that you mentioned in your email there?
In Morocco?
Yeah.
I had to jump out of a window because people were going to rob me at 4 in the morning.
Whoa!
And how did this evolve? How did you get yourself in this precarious situation?
I was stupid. Like, most precarious situations happen. I was very stupid and too trusting with my friend. and somebody got the lowdown and the details on where we were staying, and they knew we would be pretty easy targets because I was pretty young. I was like 19, and so
I know
just had to make the jump. But then we made it. We made it. We ran into the city, and it was okay.
That's insane. But do you land on top? Do you see like it was where you can land, or just like
it was a second floor window. It was okay.
What'd you land on?
Landed on pavement, and then and then rolled, and then my buddy like stumbled and he fell on his face. But we grabbed him, and then we just ran.
Whoa. So how many did the jump? How many people jumped?
Just me and my buddy who I was traveling with. Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Yeah.
Good times.
We were laughing after we escaped, but at that time we were shaking when they were trying to break down the door at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
Oh. Yeah, that was an interesting one. But you know,
man,
I don't want to stay in tonight.
I don't want to say that Morocco is a bad place, but you know, just make smart decisions and you'll be all right. It's a very beautiful place and the people are very friendly. But if you're an idiot, just like anywhere else, you know, you might get screwed over. That's it.
Right on.
Wise words.
Just watch out, man. Be streetwise.
Yes.
Wise as a serpent and innocent as a lamb. Bam!
Yes,
Easter. Yep, there you go, Easter. And so Carousel Scene will be at the Backstage Lounge on April 15th and April 24th. They'll be at the Media Club. How long have you guys been together for?
How long have we been together for?
About 8 to 9 months.
8 or 9 months.
Yeah, yeah. Got 8. Chris?
Yes?
What's happening? You got any shout-outs for your big fans out there?
All two of them?
Hey, you never know who's listening, right?
You got three more.
There you go.
Double my fan base just here tonight. Cool.
So, do you got any shout-outs for family or friends?
Family and friends.
How about sponsors?
Sponsors? Yeah, we could give a shout-out to our sponsor, actually, our promoter, Red 9. They've been helping us with a bunch of our shows lately, and can't be more thankful for them and grateful for them.
I know. It takes a village, eh?
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I got them. I got the flies.
They're swatting flies. And you? Any special shout-outs to someone out there that might be listening?
Mom and Dad. Hi, Mom.
Hey. Yeah. That's just always the sweetest one, right?
Okay, hi, Dad. Fine.
What? That was beautiful. So, let's play another song. Oh, go ahead. No.
Well, today is the birthday of one of my best friends. She's in Madrid right now, and her name is Isabel. Así que, felicidades, Isabel.
Felicidades. Yeah. Feliz cumpleaños.
Yeah, feliz cumpleaños.
And Miguel, DJ Ray. Ray, what's happening? DJ Ray. He's got the late night show right after this, and he's always been a co-host with us, so he's sort of bumped out into the hallway from all these people. How you doing over there?
Oh, I'm good. I'm just around the corner, so.
He's always with us in spirit there.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, at heart. Okay, so we were trying to get another song out of the Carousel Scene. Which one do you guys want to do next?
Stay.
Sure.
Why, thank you. There's an Arctic Monkeys song called Leave Before the Lights Go Out, and I just switched the lyrics around. Yeah. Or not lyrics, but the title around. You probably know that now. Because I love Arctic Monkeys.
Is this a cover song or is this one of yours?
It's ours.
Okay. I didn't understand what you meant.
Well, you the title of one of their songs is Leave Before the Light Goes Out or something, so I just switched it.
I got it now. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Dark and
just one kiss, it'll end like this. Photobombed.
Thank you.
What a beautiful voice. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love the melding between the voice and the guitar. It's perfect.
Thank you.
Can't wait to hear the drums.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, what? Go ahead, Becca. Did you want to ask something? Want to say something to somebody?
No. Okay. She's just petting me.
I love all the love in this room. So, do you guys have any really memorable road stories or like gig stories, I should say, or? Or any, what's the most memorable story you can recall with your band?
This band's a little too new.
Yeah.
Well, we did have an interesting running.
Oh, Calvin's got one.
Friday at the back, just behind Roxy.
I think there was one guy that was just paying for his ticket at the meter. I think homeless guy just kept telling him to go back to his country and tossed his pizza towards him and just started saying a lot of things I cannot say on air for about 5 minutes.
Wow.
It's pretty great.
A lot of pizza tossing.
I was going to say.
That's going down. We should eat it.
And he was still...
Waste of good pizza.
He was eating pizza and then while he was shouting, it's just pepperoni just coming out of his mouth.
So you got this graphic image stuck in your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was great, though. I wish I got it on camera, I was just too starstruck, but I was just like, I need to capture this moment by myself. No distractions. Now it's all here.
Hi, Adam Briscoe. He's waving to us from outside the window. Adam Briscoe is actually in the studio tonight. The Adam Briscoe. That's right, from adambriscoemusic.com.
Have you ever heard of him?
Have you ever heard of him?
You might have heard him on this show once or twice.
Once or twice. If I can possibly get a guitar in his hand before the end of the hour and a half, I got to go to a commercial break in just a second here. So let's line that up. And we, in the meantime, since we're going late on that, why don't you take us into another song? Andreas Tibbles, and I have got can I have like a, what do you call, can I do a request?
Yeah, what?
Esoteric Enough?
Oh, yeah. I have to go into Open D, though, right now. I just decided to switch it.
Drop that D! Okay. We're dropping into the D.
The open tunings, they take time and are kind of...
I know, and all the pressure. Hey, everybody that's listening.
Yeah, you like that one, eh? That's good. That's good to hear.
Okay, so...
I mean, tweet us, though.
Yeah, what's that?
Tweet us.
Okay, so
this is the perfect opportunity.
We'll be right back.
Right to Play is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
I just got a
daytime.
Telephone.
What?
Industry.
Please
Please remember to watch your language.
Content warning.
No, there's no content warning right this second because everybody's being so good. We don't need to worry about vulgarity on this evening.
So but pleasant.
I'll just say it just in case it happens. You should beware in case you're sensitive to vulgar language and swear words that you should turn your radio the off now. Okay, so back to the carousel scene. It's a scene, man. It's not just a carousel. It's a whole scene. What do you guys want to start with next? You have to come closer into the microphone when you talk.
What are you going to do next?
We're going to play a cover called Forrest Gump.
Really?
By Frank Ocean.
Sorry.
Frank Ocean. Is he related to Billy Ocean?
I wouldn't know that.
Is Frank Ocean, is he part of the band? Friend of yours? Is this a cover? What's this?
I wish he was a friend.
I wish he was
mine.
A friend.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, let's hear it then. I guess. What?
Off of the album Orange.
Channel Orange.
Channel Orange, yeah.
Okay. Orange. Has anybody heard the story? You can just keep going. Hold on, just keep going. Anybody heard the story about the man who thought he was an orange because he did too much LSD?
Yes.
Is he in the room?
No, he's not, but he sort of was one of those urban myths from, like, that people would say, like, stories of rock stars and stuff like that. Anyway, sorry, we can go into your stuff.
Is this good? Okay. Okay. From the stand, come on, come on, my fingertips and my lips, they burn from the cigarette. Forrest Gump, you're on my mind, boy, you're running on my mind, boy. I know you, Forrest. I know you wouldn't hurt a beetle. You're so buff and so strong. I know you, Forrest. Forrest Gump on my fingertips. In my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you're on my mind, boy. You're running on my mind, boy. I saw your game, Forrest. I was screaming, Ryan 44. She kept running past the end zone. Where'd you go, Forrest? Forrest Gump, my fingertips in my lips, they burn from the cigarettes. Forrest Gump, you're on my mind, boy. You're running on my mind, boy. Forrest Gump, Forrest Green. Forest blues, I'll remember you. This is life, and all it's true. I won't forget you. Are you, you? Are you, you? It's for you, Forest.
Carousel scene on the Madison Show. We are CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and CITR.ca on the internet.
And you can call us to 604-822-6.
No, you can't. Guess what? That I think that's the hotline.
Oh, my.
That's the hotline for the fundraiser that was...
Miguel will continue to hunt for the number.
This is the number for here now?
Sorry. Nope, that's the correct number right there.
Aren't we so organized? Don't you just love this show? Oh, okay. Oh, it's refreshing.
Sorry.
Try again, Miguel. Go ahead.
That's the number. 604-822-CITR, 604-822-2487.
Yeah.
That's just in case your pen isn't as quick as his mouth is. 604. We want you to call right this second and say hi. Don't be shy. Just pick up the phone. I'll find you some tickets to a concert or some CDs to Zakir Hussain, which I still have two of them left. Yes.
Call us and say hi.
604-822-CITR. Otherwise known as
604-822-2487.
Thank you. Write us at VancouverMedicineShow@gmail.com and tell us if we're, like, you know, how we're doing and stuff. So, Andreas Tibbles is over there.
Yes. All right.
Make a sign if I'm, like, screaming too loud into the
I'll just pull the microphone away and then it'll I'm adjusting the volume, don't worry.
Just kick me up.
It will be clear.
Okay, so I'm gonna bring a little bit of background to this song because it's one of my favorites. It's called Am I Esoteric Enough? Now, I did get the meaning sort of like, I think that people listen to a song and everybody gets something different from it and interprets it differently, and God bless that fact that everybody's different, and it, you know. So, but I want to hear your recap of the behind the music of this song.
Of, like, the kind of reasoning behind it?
Yeah, what's your reasoning, man? What's up? Are you esoteric enough, man?
I don't know. Well, I guess I went to a super liberal arts school. I went to University of King's College in Halifax, and it was really great, and it was really awesome. Definitely opened my mind to a lot of things. But then there was a lot of, sometimes, you know, I don't want to seem like I'm complaining or anything, maybe a little bit of pretension once in a while, you know, which everybody can be guilty of once in a while, you know, but, and as I went out, like, into society and I got older and, you know, I did the daily grind, I found that, like, I think that's a question that I'm asking myself more and more every day. Like, if I want to write music, am I writing music that's deep enough? Am I writing music that means enough? But then I'm also, I guess, kind of making fun of that because, like, you know, just write music for the sake of it or write music
I love
for meaning
it.
Or, you know, there's a lot of questions there. So it's a
Let's
big question.
It.
Am I esoteric enough, I guess?
Love it.
Quote the right lines at all the right times.
I come on too rough? That don't give a fuck. Am I esoteric enough? It's hard to tell what she really wants right now. Pull her out. So we stare at the screen. We count all the friends we have. And the screen goes.
Soundboard at the same time.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, yeah, Andreas Tibbles.
Mike Jones for president.
You know, Mike Jones?
You know Mike Jones?
No, I'm sorry. Oh. I don't ever watch TV. I'm
he's,
so out of touch
really
with...
He's a really bad rapper.
In case anybody doesn't know. Okay, so back to some carousel scene questions here for the band. So, Christopher. Christopher's going to be representing for a minute here. Tell us about the gig you guys have coming up, April 24th.
Yeah.
And the other one, is it same bands at both gigs?
No, different bands at both gigs. But the April 24th one is the one we're kind of advertising right now. It's kind of the biggest show we got going on right now. Once again, Red Nine's helping us put that one on. We just wanted to give a shout out to the other bands that are playing with us. There's Tilt Cove, another band called Hello Emptiness, and some personal friends of mine who are in Ada's Tree as well. And that'll actually be one of their first shows, so that should be pretty good and pretty fun.
Will you tell them to submit something to here? We want to hear
yeah,
all
sure.
this
I'll
kind
let
of
them
music.
Know. I'll email them about that.
Okay, so
sorry,
that's April 24th at the Media Club.
Yes, correct. And the show starts 7:30 is when the doors are open, so I believe the show starts at 8. It's a 19-plus show, unfortunately, but...
Where's the
Media Club? It's in Vancouver.
Perfect.
All right. And so what about the albums? What about the albums?
Well,
you guys are releasing some music, aren't you?
Actually, yeah, just within a week or so now, we just released an EP.
Yes!
Excellent.
Yeah, six songs!
Woo! Do you have a plan for distribution or where people can find you?
Where we can find it, yeah.
You can find it... online, anywhere. You go to our Facebook page, our Bandcamp. I got it right that time. Our SoundCloud. I got it right that time, too. We do have physical copies as well if you want to buy them from us. Download them online for free. Stream them. Do whatever you want. I mean, we're trying to get it out as much as we can. You
buy
can
a disc.
Look at it. Look it up, and you'll find it.
Nice.
Right on.
So it's going to be out in a week, right?
No, it's already out.
Oh, bam!
It was out last
week. Look for it, boys.
Yeah, it's
girls.
called Last Known Surroundings.
Was it a real chore to put this thing together? Did it take a long time and be something you never experienced?
Oh, yeah, it was an interesting past few months. That's to say the least. lots of preparation, lots of time and effort put into it.
Mm-hmm. What happened? What instruments did you guys use on this recording?
It's pretty basic, actually. We used the typical band instruments, guitars, bass guitars, drums, and vocals.
And how many guitar tracks did you layer? Tell us the truth now. Is there 100 guitar tracks? Because did you know that like AC/DC and these guys, they do the same rhythm track and then they record it and they play along to it like several times?
Yeah.
So it's like just really chunky.
That's pretty much what he did too.
Yeah. One of our songs called Keep Me Sane, I initially recorded it. It sounded okay, but I couldn't sleep for about a week. I came back and I took 3 hours to re-record the whole song.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to know about that. I think it was the first song. Was that in Drop D?
Drop D?
Did you? Because it was pretty heavy. It was like really chug-a-chug-chug-chug.
Yeah. Pillbox is definitely in Drop D.
Pillbox.
Yeah, that was a sick one. I liked the
sound.
Love it. And so did can you tell us about... Okay, first of all, I want to know if you're into like the Alice in Chains and the heavy grunge music and the Drop D people from Seattle.
Oh, for sure.
The Drop D people.
The Drop D people.
Drop D people.
Drop D.
Sounds like DJ Ray now.
Okay.
Actually, one of our songs actually has a ukulele in it. Forgot about that, didn't you?
Ah.
Yeah.
That's right.
So these are the types of things that flavor it up that I always love to hear that.
It's kind of subtle. It's overdubbed, so you can kind of hear it in the background there. It's just
there,
adds the song.
But it's there.
It's there.
Okay.
That's cool.
Excellent. And then, blah, blah, blah.
How many months were you in the studio? Like, just one whole, like, month or, like...
To actually physically record it wasn't too long, 2-3 weeks. But then the mixing and the mastering and doing all the little bits and details, yeah, at least a few months.
Yeah.
Totally.
No, a couple months at the least. Sure.
Did you guys do another recording project before this, or this is the first one?
This is the first major one, yeah.
Yeah, because you guys just... Okay.
Well, when we were back with our other band, Shadows, we recorded some stuff at Nimbus, but it was never really released. It was just for our own sake, almost, like an experience.
It's like when you want to conclude a band, it's the best with an EP. Well, like sometimes I feel like that, you know? Like,
yeah.
I used to play bass in a band, mm-hmm. and it was like, yeah, let's finish
in a
band
it, with
and
me.
Just... finished with AP boys.
Yeah.
We actually did do a project today. We're going to come right back after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Bebby Chris Band presents difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Chris Band weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Okay, well, we are on CITR 101.9 FM. It is Good Friday, and we are going to take a break from all this live jamming, and we'll be right back. This is a special pick-me-up from Weird Al Yankovic called Craigslist. You would never know. You'd think it was the Doors. Go ahead.
Chevy Malibu with automatic drive, a custom paint job too.
I'll trade you for my old wheelbarrow and a slightly used sombrero, and I'll even throw in a stapler if you insist. Craigslist! I'm on Craigslist, baby, come on! Yeah. Well, we shared a quick glance Saturday at the mall. I never took a chance, never approached you at all. You were a blonde half Asian with a bad case of gas. I was wearing red Speedos and a hockey mask. Come on, let's find that love connection. Snotty barista at the Coffee Bean on San Vicente Boulevard. I know there were 20 people behind me in line, but I was on a cell phone call with my mother. Didn't you see me hold up my index finger? That means I'll order my soy decaf hazelnut latte in just a couple minutes. So what's with the attitude, lady? No tip for you. Got a trash can of styrofoam peanuts. You can have them for free. You can drop by on the weekend and pick them up from me. But the trash can ain't part of the deal. Only giving you the peanuts. Get real, don't have no hefty bag. So bring your own. Don't bug me with questions on the phone. Don't ask for help, don't waste my time. And don't complain, cause they won't cost you a dime. Just ask yourself, do you want my styrofoam peanuts? You can have my styrofoam peanuts. Do you want my styrofoam peanuts? You can have them all. They're on Craigslist!
Show here on CITR 101.9 FM and also online at CITR.ca. And we go back to JJ.
Don't be shy.
See, some music going.
That's right.
And that was Weird Al Yankovic in Craigslist.
If only you could see this guitar. It's all painted up. It's got a sun
so
on
pretty.
It.
Pretty.
Moon.
Yeah. With the sun
festive.
On the bottom of it.
It's got the sun. I think this is
okay, so they're describing Andreas Tibia Tibble's
Andreas Tibbles.
Hey guys, I got another tweet.
Woo-hoo. What are they saying?
Oh,
what are they saying?
So this
about us?
Is from Tanya Grace at Tanya Keto, who says, I could listen to this mix of people all night. Thanks, Tanya. Yeah.
Tanya, we love you, and I'm gonna follow you as soon as I get home. If I just send me a tweet.
Thanks, Tanya.
A message.
Shout out to Tanya.
We love the support of the community and lets us know that someone is actually listening. Because this is like it's like being at a concert with no audience. You don't know if there's actually people out there. Obviously, there's people listening. But so, enough of the silliness. Guess what? On CITR 101.9 in FM in Vancouver, the Medicine Show would like to present a regular guest, superstar guest host, Adam Briscoe.
Jason's like a bit of a
wow.
fan.
I've been a bit of a fan since he walked into the studios the first time.
Just a bit.
So I try to contain myself.
Oh, it's a sing.
Yelling like the Beatles or something.
Oh, like the Beatles?
He's the Beatles guy. How's that?
No, because I'll do one of those.
Hey, where's that? Chris, tell Chris to come in and tap something on the table if you can.
Ah!
Jamming.
Let's tap it.
Tap it out.
Wait, did we have the sensory warning? I'll play something. And then maybe
what?
Something?
Do you want me to play one of mine? I got a couple things lined up. Good. Well, not a couple things, but I have like a bunch of ideas in my head for one song to sing.
How about something original that's passionate and that you love to sing? And then you can. Do you want to do a Beatles one first?
Oh!
He loves the Beatles. Do a Beatles one.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, she's playing.
Oh, everyone could get on this one too.
Love. Love.
There's nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. Nothing you can see that can't be seen. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy, yeah. All you need is love. Ba-ba-da-da-da. All you need is love. Ba-ba-da-da-da. All you need is love. Love is all you need. Love, love, love. Love, 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 love. All you need is love. All you need is love. All you need is love. Love, love is all you need. There's nothing you can know that isn't known. Nothing you can see that isn't shown. No way you can be that isn't where you're meant to be. Oh, it's easy, yeah. Oh. All you need is love. All you need is love. Hey. All you need is love. Love. Love is all you need.
Love is all you need.
Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Love is
Thank you.
Woo! Always loving the jamming.
All right. Well, you know what? Just go right into that original song that we were discussing. Do you mind?
Sure.
This is the Adam Briscoe break.
Which one? Morgan, which one would you like me to sing?
It's his lover. Are you Adam's lover?
I mean, none of these songs are about
She's
me.
She's getting
so.
A private concert later, so. That sounded creepy.
That sounded real creepy.
No, because it's wholesome because they're lovers. Sorry, that sounded really creepier than ever.
Let's just let Adam choose. Adam, you just choose.
No. Creepy. Let's see.
You should like make a song called "I Just Want to Take You to My Brown Van."
Oh, now that's creepy. Who can talk the creepiness?
Get into my brown van now.
No! I don't want to get in the brown van.
You're the one who said now so aggressively.
No!
That was to get away from the brown van thing. Just go right into it.
I still walk around the places that we kiss. Miss you something about this that about us that couldn't be said. Oh, it wouldn't leave my head. Ha, ho, hey. And for every single time you made me lose my mind again, I fell down. There's just something about us that shouldn't be said. Oh, it wouldn't leave my head. Hey. And for every single time you made me lose my mind again, I fell down. Woo. Try and stop us from falling down, oh, but I broke us down. Hey! And for every single time that you made me lose my mind again, oh, and I'm falling down.
Because you're my ex, and that's weird. Woo! Love you, Morgan. Woo!
All right, I'm going to sit down here. Yeah,
man,
this
was like, I think that's a great sound.
Man!
Ooh, it's just like a squire, man.
You know, it's kind of like chocolate. No matter how much you get, you always want more.
Unless you're weirdly lactose.
I mean.
How about dark chocolate?
That's my. You can call me that.
Oh, babies. Okay, so we're going to go right back to some carousel seat. Oh, hey, that was beautiful, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can sense the enthusiasm.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Rocky, Rocky, no, man. That was for the content warning. Thank you. All right, so we're going to try and coax another song out of the carousel scene. I want to know about the hedgehogs. I want to know about the hedgehogs. Okay, well.
Ask if you can name them all.
And yeah, so Ashley Weiss is actually breeding hedgehogs. And I always make this joke to people.
Not
breeding them, just raising them.
Not anymore.
How many are there?
11 right now.
You got to come closer here. Yeah, so there's 11 of these things. And I always ask people when I'm booking bands, I say, so what else do you do on your spare time, this type of thing? And I always throw in, do you breed parakeets in your attic? So when I heard about this 11 hedgehogs, I was
like that, yeah.
Wow. And so do they create a big mess or are they easy to keep?
They're pretty easy. I don't know. I let them run around. They just had babies.
I've always wanted a hedgehog.
Seriously? Because yeah, totally. I'm trying to find good people to adopt.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
There's one left.
Hedgehogs, though.
We're not talking chocolate hedgehogs here, okay? These things actually run around and eat and poop.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Everything else.
Like, well, not everything, you know. Rocks, they're kind of cool.
Rocks are kind of like volcano poop.
Well, I know, but did you guys ever hear of the pet rock?
Yeah,
it's easier to care for.
the guy who invented that just died.
Yeah, he did. Let's take a moment of silence for pet rock guy.
Pet rock guy. There we go.
You rock.
What song is this?
Too soon.
Okay, so what song do you want to do next?
Keep Me Sane.
This is the one that we've been discussing earlier, so keep your ears open for the lyrics. This is her favorite, right?
Right.
Or one of your favorites. I shouldn't push you into it.
Keep me sane, oh, keep me
nothing to cry about. Bye down slowly. I never wanna see you go. I never wanna see you go. But it's something that I'm used to. I never wanna see you go. I never wanna see you go. But it's something that I'm used to. Are you really going out tonight? Are you swallowing the fear? Are you waiting for the comfort that comes? Certainty that you can't feel. Are you really gonna sacrifice the love you're losing for a pain? And man, I'm not breathing sanity, but it feels just the same. Oh, it feels just the same.
All right. Okay. Oh, that was the carousel scene, and we're going to come right back in just a second after these messages.
Tune in every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, where we bring you the Community Living Show. Full Hour is produced by the disabled community, showcasing for BC self-advocates with lots of interesting and fun content, including some interviews from special guests with special needs. Join hosts Michael, Kelly, and friends every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at citr.ca. Because you've got a friend in community living and CITR. And I got them too. There isn't
anything that would. Late Night Show is the start of the weekend. We play all types of D&D or jungle for the first half of the show. On the second half of the show, it gives you that irritating noise that you just don't want to hear it. Or it could be some ambient sounds that might drift off and or fall asleep in the moment of life. Or it could be some new age that you just heard on most stations, but even better. Or it could be that this music has no beat or drums in that music. Either way, tune in to the Late Night Show, now broadcasting on Saturday mornings at 12:30 a.m. right after the Medicine Show, also hosted by me, DJ Ray, and Jason Lawrence. If you happen to hear us around the world, you can always check us out at citr.ca.
Hi there. Are you tired of listening to the same music day in and day out and want to?
I know I am. Are you tired of listening to the same music day in, day out? You'll never get the same thing repeated here except for Adam Briscoe.
That's Asian Wave.
I love it. Okay, so we still have Adam Briscoe in the house. Hey, Adam Briscoe, how
yeah,
you doing?
He's there.
Hey, AdamBriscoeMusic.com, how you doing? Andreas Tibbles is still in the house.
Yep.
As well as the carousel scene. And so I had a quick question for the carousel scene first. Sorry, I'm just kidding. You guys, okay, so tell us, do you have anybody, you're saying that you listen to bands in the Philippines?
Yeah.
And that's Calvin Conhe. So what tell us about one of the names of one of your favorites there, because we wouldn't know, but I mean, I like Intocable from Mexico. They're very famous there, uh-huh. But no one listens to them.
That's
here.
In Mexico.
Up Dharma Down. It's a very pop synth band.
I turned you up too late. What'd you say?
Up Dharma Down.
Okay.
You can
check those are English words.
Yeah.
Do they sing in Tagalog or do they sing in both?
Mostly in English, actually. So
Up Dharma Down.
Up Dharma Down. Really cool synth pop dream pop band. Check them out.
Do you got a favorite? Doesn't matter what country.
Karen O.
Karen O. You see, I've never heard of Karen O. What kind of music
she
is that?
She plays in the Yeah Yeah Yes.
Yeah Yeah Yes.
Yes Yes Yes.
Yes Yes Yes.
New York. Yeah, from New York.
Very cool. She's you ever heard of Medjwana? Madwana. And it's spelled like, you know, like Juan with an A at the end? Juana? Her name is Madwana. And if you say it real quick, it sounds like you're saying Medjwana. Medjwana.
Where's Madjwana?
I love Madwana. From New York City. She's mad about me. Go ahead. So you got a favorite? Maybe someone's never heard of some esoteric band from your college days.
Oh, that's a good question. I've been listening to a lot of shoegaze lately, and one band...
Say that name again.
Like shoegaze, like the music style.
Oh, you're gazing at shoes, gaze?
Yeah, kind of, because you got too many pedals. But band that I've really been enjoying, I just like found on YouTube, kind of randomly just clicking around. It's called Uri. O-E-I-L, and the album is called Urban Twilight. It's very sick, very cool, atmospheric sound. It's awesome. It's okay. Kind of what I'm into.
Okay, Chris.
I got nothing.
Where did you go to school?
Oh. Okay. I thought you were going to ask about the other.
No, I wasn't actually. Well, what's your favorite, what's your influence of bands?
I'm very heavy metal based, not going to lie.
Really? Okay, so tell us. I don't even care if they're famous. Who'd you like? Fucking Seattle. We want to thank all of Seattle. Whether it's so grungy and rock and roll. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, that's where we get the rock and roll sound from us. It's me.
Drop D. It's the Drop D.
It's all
people.
The Drop D, yeah.
The Drop D. Oh,
my favorite band. My favorite band personally is Lamb of God. I mean, you can't get much more.
I've never
heard of them.
They're not
exactly
different
or anything, but...
Okay, so we've got time for a song each at the very most. Kelly's trying to get in here and take over the board at 12:30, so take it away, Andreas Tibbers!
It looks like I'm the man for the job at this time.
As he's warming up, I'd like to thank Becca for coming in and helping and shaking us, everybody's hand, making everybody feel looking beautiful. Ashley Weiss, Calvin Kanhe, Kyle Turner, and... who's not here? He's the bass player for the carousel scene. Chris Pallett, Miguel Lopez-Elu, Callum Wamond.
Callum Wamond. Otherwise known as Whammy.
Whammy, 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 like a whammy bar.
Otherwise known as the Cold Killer.
And his friend Tom Taylor for supporting...
Yeah. Well, I don't know Andreas what they're
Tibbers.
Up to right now.
Really?
Andreas
knows.
Tibbers?
Tibbers.
Andreas Tibbles. Tibia. Tibbles. Andreas Tibia.
No, it's a Spanish Tibbles. Word, and it's a Spanish word. It means lukewarm. I'm so sorry.
Ouch. That's,
I know. That's terrible.
That.
Thanks, Morgan Burnett. Thanks, DJ Ray. Adam Briscoe. Yeah. Everybody, thanks for coming in. Let's hear some Andreas Tibbles before we have to go out and hear another carousel scene.
Hey,
thanks.
Well, thank you so much for having us, Jason. It's always a great time.
JJ! So, yeah. No, it's really, we do it for the love of the music.
Light on in my core, telling me don't care no more for you, no baby. There's a light on in my window, telling me I can't get much sleep tonight or not again. There's a light on in my smile, telling me that I am tired and I've got to go. Oh yeah, well I'm gone away. You said you loved me, girl, but
but yet don't make much sense. Oh, not anymore, oh, not anymore. The lines your body makes. And again, you said you love me, girl, but yeah, you've got to leave. Oh, that don't make sense. That don't make sense. That don't make sense to me. And here I'm lying out in the sun, waiting for life and love to catch me by a once. There's a light on in your core, telling me you can't take much more of this, so can you? There's a light on in your window, telling me you're not alone. No, you know you're not. There's a light on in your smile, telling me maybe you're lying. Oh yeah, well I'm gone away. I said I love you, girl, but yeah, I've got to leave. Oh, that don't make sense. Oh, that don't make sense. That don't make sense to me. Oh, and again, I said I love you, girl, but yeah, I've got to leave. Oh, well, that don't make sense. Oh, that don't make sense. Not even to me. Now I'm looking out for light, light and love from the gutter every night, oh, every night.
Faking you out. Thank you so much again, guys.
Thank you, Andreas Sibbles, ladies and gentlemen, and Carousel Scene. What are you guys going to do? You're going to do...
Buenas noches.
Buenas noches, cabrones.
Y que duerman bonita.
I'm sorry, I should say... All right, so what's the name of this one?
Jekyll and Hyde.
Jekyll and Hyde. Thank you for being in here. We really appreciate having you guys.
Thank you guys for having us.
Absolutely. All right, let's get rocking. And all good kids say a shout out to their mom.